Le marché public de la Clabiche fêtait ses 50 ans le 29 mars dernier et continuera à célébrer toute l'année. Le rendez-vous hebdomadaire de la communauté avec ses artisans et fermiers remerciera ses clients jusqu'à Noël avec plusieurs prix chaque mois, selon l'organisatrice du Farmers Market, Beverly Tkachuk.
We had a big market. We had some dignitaries out. We had prizes, and we are celebrating throughout the year as well. Once a month, we have a big freebie Friday and give away prizes. We just pick a day once a month. We're going to celebrate throughout the year.
Le marché accueille chaque saison une centaine de vendeurs. Plusieurs en font leur gagne-pain. Selon Madame Tkachuk, le support de la communauté est primordial pour les exposants.
I think our biggest asset is our community support. Without our community supporting us throughout this 50 years, we wouldn't be here. We appreciate everybody who comes out every Friday, anybody who supports us in any way, whether it's sponsoring or promoting us on Facebook, like anybody who helps us, we support. We just greatly appreciate that. And again, we wouldn't be here without our community. That's a big part.
Alors que la saison touristique amène quelques clients de plus au marché, Madame Tkachuk soutient que les clients locaux sont les plus importants pour la bonne continuité du marché public.
Oh yeah. And like I say, it's nice to have the tourists for sure. That's a big bonus. But when it's your local people that come out, that's who makes us, right? Because they're here year round.
Depuis son ouverture en 1973, le marché public a évolué. Son objectif est pourtant resté le même, selon Madame Tkachuk, offrir à la communauté de la Clabiche un endroit où se procurer des produits frais et locaux.
You know, some parts remain the same and others are changing and evolving with time, you know. When the pandemic hit, we did what we had to do so we could be open and supply our farmers market, vendors a place to sell and our community a place to shop. So, yeah, throughout the years we have changed in some ways, but in other ways, down to basics, we're still here to provide a safe place for vendors to sell and farmers to sell their homemade products and for our local and our community to shop from them.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.